You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Monday. Brand spanking new week, fresh out of the box. Here we are, Right Side Studios. Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's finally a Monday. We haven't had one of these in a while.
No, it's like a real Monday. Yeah. I mean, like...
Yeah, this is not a recording, guys.
This is a normal week. Here we are. Life is... All of y'all that were still off for the holidays, it's over. Get back to work. There you go. But we're here for you. All yous.
Yeah.
All yous.
But be distracted at work and listen to us.
That's right. Darn it. Now, we got a great show laid on for you. I got so much content, I thought, I just even told Charlene this morning, I said, no guests for today. I think anybody wants to call in is welcome to it, but I did not schedule people because the content of the show itself, I think, is going to wind up taking us all the way to the top of the hour. So there's that. Having said that, Butters, I got a triple dipper, so hit it.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So the very first one, I stole the title, I'm giving full credit for it, from an article that I'll get to here in a few minutes. I'm calling it Bulldozing the Constitution. That's where the Biden administration is, bulldozing the Constitution. It is unconscionable to me. And we'll talk about it in more detail. But how many times has he been smacked down on constitutional grounds? Y'all, I mean, it's like nothing I've ever seen. It's a clear indication that he and his ilk do not have any respect for the Constitution they swore to uphold and defend. So yeah, we'll talk about it. Number one on the Triple Dipper, I'll expand in great detail, bulldozing the Constitution. That's first. And then number two, okay, the COOP. And that's all caps. It's an acronym, COOP, the COOP, the Continuity of Operations Plan. Government has that. We had it in the Pentagon when I was there. You know whether you're considered to be, you know, important or not, because they tell you. And the COOP, the Continuity of Operations Plan, is what is, you know, what is laid out so that there is going to be clear continuity of government should there be a crisis. How do you handle it? What do you do? Where do you go? What in God's name is going on with our Secretary of Defense? Where has he been? Have you heard the stories? It's unreal. Unreal. That and Biden himself. So we'll talk about it. The COOP. Is the Continuity of Operations Plan, is it dusted off? Are they ready? Because right now, it feels like they are constantly in flux. So we'll talk about that as number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, got updates on the electric vehicle saga. I'm calling it EV Go Home. EV Go Home. Listen, y'all. I am never going to say don't go buy an EV. You want one? Good for you. All right. It's kind of like getting the vaccine. You want it? Sure, man. Talk to your healthcare provider. Make your own decision. Don't mandate anything on us. Don't. The mandates don't work. The mandates are proven to be pretty bad. EV Go Home, that's number three on the Triple Dipper. All that, plus some audio mixed in and breaking news as it comes. So let me jump over here to my monologue, the Right Side Way. And I'll remind you guys that our friends at Southern Immediate Care are the daily sponsors of the Right Side Way monologue. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our listening area. They got locations like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around Birmingham. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week. They'll see all ages. And I'm just telling you, they are awesome, and they are, in fact, owned by a Right Side ruffian. So check them out, Southern Immediate Care, all over our listening area, and the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So let me just start by saying that I have been told that Nobel Prize-winning psychologist, a guy named Daniel Kahneman, has said that, quote, for most people, the fear of losing $100 is more intense than the hope of gaining $150. Let that sink in. For most people, he says, the fear of losing $100 is more intense than the hope of gaining 150. Now, I would imagine that's probably true. But the greatest achievements, the greatest victories, the legends, those are all built on those who took risks. Now, to be sure, there are stories of failed risks. I understand it. To be honest, that's why it's called a risk, because the potential for failure is right there with the potential for success. The potential for failure, it can hurt. Famous race car driver Mario Andretti said, quote, "If things seem under control, you're just not going fast enough." Well, the truth is that we will try, we will occasionally fail, but we have to, because the day we quit trying is the day we quit living. Life itself is a risk, and if we wait until all the questions have been answered, the fears have been quelled, the risks have been mitigated, well, then the reality is, by that time, life will have already passed us by. There is no win without risk. You might be familiar with the British SAS, known formerly as the Special Air Service. The SAS is among Great Britain's elite commando units. Their regimental motto in Latin is qui audet adipiscitur, which in English is who dares wins. The SAS was formed in World War II, quickly became legendary. They were known for operating deep behind enemy lines, often gone for weeks at a time. In the deserts of North Africa, they conducted raids and reconnaissance in places where no other Allied forces were able to go. Who dares wins. It's a great motto. It's a sentiment that I think is too often missing in today's world, that who dares wins. It's easy to get down on modern culture and question whether or not everyday folks have lost their ability to do the right thing even when it's hard. But the best stories, the best movies, the stuff of which legends get told are not the feckless individuals who stand idly by and watch good people suffer harm. It's the everyday folks who jump in and instinctively just do that which is necessary to right a wrong, confront a bully, stop an enemy, take a risk. It reminds me of the story of a young man in a grocery store in a place called Lemon Township, Ohio. You may have heard the story. Kid's name was Deshaun Presley, and he was in line to buy groceries. He had just greeted 87-year-old Pat Goins, who was buying groceries herself, 87 years old. He relates that he suddenly heard Ms. Goins yell for help as a thief had snatched her purse and was running out the door of the store, and without hesitation, young Deshaun Presley pursued the man, tackled him in the parking lot, recovered the purse, and held the thief until police arrived. I watched the video as he hugged Ms. Goins at a ceremony where the sheriff of Butler County, Ohio, presented him with a citation for bravery. Deshaun Presley was asked about the event. He said his mother had died when he was young. He was raised by his grandmother, who he credited as having instilled in him the values to help others. In his words, "She did very good by me. It was good that she taught me what she taught me, and I'm thankful for her." It was a great story. It was a heartwarming thing to see a grateful Ms. Goins hug his neck. I think it also bears noting the story also defeats multiple narratives because Deshaun Presley is a young black man and Ms. Pat Goins is an elderly white woman. It's also awesome to see the current racial narratives being defeated by good, honest folks who choose to do right by others. Good, honest folks who choose not to be risk-averse. So what's that term, risk-averse? Well, it's a term that I think too often describes our current culture. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines risk-averse as being disinclined or reluctant to take risks. Now, keep in mind, risk-averse is not the same thing as being cautious. I mean, I love shooting sports, but I practice gun safety. I was a paratrooper, but I always went through pre-jump inspections and I wore a reserve chute. I'm a lawyer, but I will also advise my clients when I don't think they have a good case. Taking risks, that's part of the pathway to success. There's no way around that. But if we don't take risks, then we become stagnant. I heard a quote once that a ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. But I'm afraid that our modern culture, especially on the progressive left, has too often shied away from the pioneering spirit that has made this country great. I mean, think about it. Can you imagine what it took to put all that you own in a covered wagon and head west into the great unknown? Or for the Wright brothers to launch themselves into the air for the very first time? For Neil Armstrong to step out of an Earth-made capsule filled with air from Earth onto the surface of another planet altogether? What would have happened if JFK had blinked when the Soviets were putting missiles in Cuba? What if Neville Chamberlain had remained Prime Minister of England throughout World War II with his bent for risk-averse appeasement? What if Jesse Owens had decided that it was too intimidating as a black man to compete in Hitler's Olympics? But can taking risks hurt? Well, the short answer is yes, but that's what makes risks so worthwhile. The idea that you step out on faith. You might bear the scars, but you'll have the stories. I taught my kids, it's better to be old and crickety and full of memories it took to get there than to have no aches and pains and nothing to show for your life. I wouldn't trade a single one of my scars for backtracking on the days that risk caused them. Eleanor Roosevelt, First Lady, said that we should at least do one thing every day that scares us to death. Well, let me tell you, if we as a society are going to maintain our place in the history of the world, we must be a society of boldness, a society of individuals who will step out, whether individually or corporately, to do the hard, uncomfortable, sweaty, greasy, sleep-depriving things that set us apart. Greatness is not found in timidity. Scripture tells us that, quote, God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but one of power and love and self-discipline. If you watch the Biden administration right now, you're going to see an organization that operates in every situation as being risk-averse. When you face enemies in a risk-averse posture, you wind up giving up ground, not taking it. When you face economic downturns in a risk-averse posture, you wind up facing harder times because no key decisions ever get made. When you face foreign policy decisions or trade relations or military action or just hiring policies in a risk-averse posture, then the situations just become worse. Because risk-averse means trying to avoid conflict. It means trying to appease instead of defeat. It means trying to pacify for fear of offending. It really means losing before you started. A willingness to risk, coupled with wisdom and timing and preparation, that's what we need more of today. More of it today. In politics, in business, in our personal lives even. So I want to encourage you, if you're stuck, if you've been debating that move, that job, that question of whether to ask that person out on a date or whether to run for office or start that business, pray about it, examine it, ask for some wise counsel. But above all, know this, it's going to be risky, and that's what makes it all the more worthwhile. It doesn't matter whether you're president of the free world or just a young guy in the grocery line taking a risk. It's what we do. There's a whole lot of risk in being risk-averse, let me just tell you. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Who dares wins. Taking risks. I mean, is it scary? Yeah, it's scary. That's part of what makes it fun when you look back on it. That you know you did something. And it could have hurt. But you came through it. And you were better for it. Take the risk. Don't be risk averse. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.